This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're here with number one overall draft pick for the Dallas Wings. It is Paige Beckers. Paige, thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before the draft, I know you and a whole lot of the other, like, soon-to-be pro players were walking the orange carpet, and there was little boys, little girls, and they were just in awe. How cool is that to be on that side of it after, I'm sure you grew up being in awe of a lot of WNBA and NBA players?
Yeah, it's super surreal. It honestly felt like yesterday that I was that little kid who had idols and dreams and aspirations to be the players that I wanted to be growing up. The Minnesota Lynx were the dynasty that I admired the most. I got to see growing up firsthand, going to games and watching them win championships, and then dreaming of going to UConn and looking up to all those players who ever played there. So to be in this position, very grateful, very blessed, and it's just something you never want to take for granted.
Now, later in the night, for somebody who's on the cutting edge of fashion, and I saw that you mentioned this to Time Magazine, how frustrating is it when your look doesn't completely stay together?
It was fine. I was more just nervous and worried. I sweat a lot because I was anxious and I was excited and nervous and all the emotions. But it was fine. I was just more just being overprotective and cautious, but that really wasn't the whole what I was worried about the entire night. But yeah,
the sweating part, when it comes to that, is it one of those where you like immediately as you're going to something, or is it like, oh no, something big just happened and I start sweating? And for me, it's always the pits. That's the area.
I'm honestly not really a sweater.
Oh.
Specifically in basketball, I sweat here and there, but I'm not like dripping in sweat. But I guess here and there, I guess I get a little sweaty. I don't know.
Hey, that hit you took from Jackie Young, is that the kind of thing just part of being a rookie and a way to test your guts? And how do you manage that physical part of the game?
I think that just comes with guarding Jackie Young. I mean, she's extremely strong, grown woman strength. You can tell by her work ethic and how much effort she puts in taking care of her body and stuff in the weight room is very important to her. And again, that's something you don't see as much in college, as a fully developed grown woman with grown woman strength. But yeah, I mean, that was definitely a welcome moment for sure. Slid to stay in front and then took a straight shoulder to the chest. So I'm glad Dejanay was there to get that jump ball because I needed a second.
There you go. So the last few years have been kind of a lightning bolt for intrigue for women's college hoops. Who's the next big name that we need to know about in college basketball?
Sarah Strong. I think she's the best player in the country. I think two best players in the country will be on UConn next year, and AZ and Sarah. But obviously the entire team has great pieces, and the entire team is extremely talented. I'm biased, of course.
Yeah.
But Sarah Strong has every single piece you can ask for in a basketball player. She competes at a high level. She just wants to win, and she has all the intangibles, the skills, the stuff you can't teach. And she's a freshman, so I'm excited to see her growth.
I think a lot of times there's stereotypes about Texas people. Are you surprised that we don't all have accents and like have horses and everything?
Yeah, there hasn't been much of accents. There's been a few, of course. You're not going to not have any, but there's been, I've listened to less country music than I thought. But the food has been great. That's lived up to the hype for sure. Yeah. But no, I've got a little bit more exploring to do, so excited to do that.
Yeah, our friend Brandon Hurtado, we heard you got a chance to get a little bit of his barbecue. What are your thoughts there?
That was amazing. I've never had food like that in my life. I love where I'm from and I love where I went to school, but that food is a little different.
Oh my God. I so agree with you on that. Now, given how quickly everything in life can move, I'm curious, have you had the opportunity to like take a minute to enjoy any of this? And if so, like I've heard that maybe you're kind of cataloging it along the way or photographing it. Like, have you had a chance to enjoy all of this?
Yeah, a huge focus of mine this past year was being present and just enjoying every single moment. It's easy to get caught up in life and what's next and what is there left to accomplish or what's the next step in my journey. But I think just stopping and looking around to smell the roses sometimes is really rewarding. And it just, I mean, you got to do it. Like I said, there's so much things that you can get caught up in life, worldly fulfillments, thinking about worldly possessions and stuff like that, which goes along with my faith and just being grateful for waking up in the morning and being grateful to be here in Dallas on a WNBA team with a great people around me, a great organization. And then obviously how the chapter ended at UConn, wouldn't trade it for the world, my entire journey there. So you do a lot of reflecting. I'm a huge person that doesn't, you want to learn from the past, not sulk on it, and just continue to get better and grow every day.
Talk with Paige Beckers right here on 105.3 The Fan. You just mentioned your faith. At the end of July, I'm going on my first ever mission trip, and we're going to Germany. I know you have traveled all over the world. Do you have any international tips for me, travel or otherwise?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Maybe have a translator always nearby. Find yourself embracing the culture. Don't look for America in other places, but just enjoy every single part of the new culture. Ask questions, learn, go see all the places you want to see. And don't just, I mean, you'll be tired, but don't just sit around and not explore what you went to explore.
Now, I like that.
My co-host didn't tell you though. He likes very plain food, and he's very particular about that. Should he try to experience the food in other countries too, though?
See, I'm pretty picky too, so I understand that for sure. But I think you ought to try it, and like then if you don't, overseas and foreign McDonald's, I will say is better than America. No offense.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. You got to see for yourself.
Okay.
They just make it with more.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
love, I think.
Okay, so I'll make you a deal, and I think we're going to be on the same page on this. I'll try some new food if you can agree with me that people who call us picky, they just don't get it. Like, we're just very particular. That's not bad.
No, picky isn't. It's not a diss to me. It's a compliment. I like what I like, and I know what I like, and I'm a very decisive person.
Now, I was reading up that Asia Wilson said the best advice she has for you is for you to ask questions, be a sponge, and just continue. Never stop asking questions to the people in the league. Do you have any questions for us?
Do I have any questions for you?
Yeah, do you have any questions for us? I mean, if she's saying ask questions, we can answer. We're from DFW. We can answer lots of questions.
Well, yeah, what's the best top three food spots in the Dallas-Arlington area?
Okay, Dallas-Arlington area. You got Hurtado. That's the number one spot for us, for sure. If you haven't had Whataburger yet, you got to find yourself a Whataburger. That's the way to go there. Uh-huh. Kevin, you have an option here?
I'm trying to think. I depended on you to be my foodie. I just go everywhere and order the exact same thing because that's what I like. So I'm not the perfect person to ask about that.
I have another question.
Okay.
Best golf courses.
Oh, best golf courses around here. See, I'm one of those, I like Keaton, but that's like one I grew up on. It's very small. There's a tower in the middle of the 13th hole that you got to hit around. So that's the one that I really like. But you have golf courses, I would say the Four Seasons, if you can get into that one. Our friend Derek Holland, he's over in that area.
I bet she can get into it.
Yeah, I think you should try that one out for sure. That's definitely an option. And then you got the PGA out here in the Frisco area. So that's a good option for you as well.
And then also,
I need some like beginner level.
Okay.
Courses,
okay.
We're gonna look over and we're gonna look at the Highlands. We're gonna look at Tennyson Park in Dallas. That's where you want to go. You want to go to Tennyson is the first one you want to check out. All right.
Okay. Sounds great.
And then the other restaurant to go to is Nick and Sam's.
Yeah.
That Nick and Sam's. Place.
Nick
is,
and Sam's.
Yeah. That place is freaking incredible, incredible, incredible.
You'll love it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to the other two, so I'll try that one.
The other part, though, that question was, who do you turn to? Who have you reached out to in the WNBA for advice?
Definitely a lot of the UConn alums through that network and through the relationships I've already built through that college experience. Jewel Lloyd was another one. Natasha Cloud's another one. I mean, there's been a lot of people that I can reach out to. Sue, Diana, talking with Maya. Stewie, I mean, there's just so many resources, especially through the UConn pipeline, that relationship and connection always stays open.
You talked a lot about how you grew up loving the Minnesota Lynx dynasty. How cool is it that when y'all open the regular season a week from Friday, it is going to be hosting the Minnesota Lynx?
Yeah, that's super crazy. When I was young, maybe sixth or seventh grade, I was at a Lifetime in St. Louis Park, right outside the city of Minneapolis, and Cheryl Reeve was lifting weights, and she actually ended up coming to the gym and sort of putting me through some stuff and working me out. And to be a young kid and have that experience of one of the best WNBA coaches ever to take some time and coach you at such a young age, something I'll never forget. And now we're in a league where I'll be playing against her with the Dallas Wings. So it's just really a full circle moment and crazy to think about.
A lot of people said, you know, Paige wants to do this, Paige wants to do that. I'm sure you really love media speaking for you. did you ever have any hesitation about coming to Dallas or coming to Arlington?
No, I'm glad you asked because, like you said, everybody had their own narratives and stuff they thought to be true, but I don't think anybody actually heard it from my mouth. But I was excited for Dallas. It's just an opportunity to do something new, new GM, new coaches, a lot of new in the organization. So to be able to start in new and build this new foundation this year with an amazing team, amazing coaching staff, and amazing people throughout the entire organization, embrace a new city that's shown a lot of love and welcomed me and the other rookies with open arms and even the new free agent and trade pieces. So I'm extremely excited for it. I was extremely excited for it. I also wasn't really focused on it at the time in the moment. But now that it's true and it's coming into fruition, there was never a doubt.
You talked about all the new with Dallas. How cool is it that they're also renovating and going to have a new arena in a couple of seasons for y'all?
Yeah, the new practice facilities next year, the new arena is after that. So like I said before, just a whole lot of new. And we know how important recovery, having the right equipment, the right resources, the right people, and running that practice facility in the new arena, how important that is to draw free agents in, to build success, to build just a longevity of continued success and people wanting to be here and be in the city and play here. So it's extremely important. And like the growth in women's sports, to be able to have our own practice facilities, our own arenas, our own love and support. It's been really cool to see.
Well, Paige, you did great in this interview. My next question is, how have we done? What would you grade this? Is this your favorite interview so far?
Good. I'll give you guys an A.
Nice.
I would say, like, as I've gone through media, like, heavily these past 3 weeks, it's cool to hear some new questions. It was cool for you to let me ask questions.
Yes.
So I'm sure you can hear a lot of answers from Safari or the internet that you can ask me questions and probably be the same answer. So to get new ones and switch it up, I think you guys did a good job.
Nice.
Okay, good. And I wanted to let you know, and hopefully you'll come on the show with us again. We were so professional today. We usually like to goof around even more.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for engaging in our nonsense.
Yeah, go ahead. Next time I'm on, you can goof off a lot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah. Okay, one more quick question then. We were about to joke that since it was a pre-record, we could do whatever we wanted. Would you have stayed on the line if I was like, first question?
Oh, no.
I would have. I would have appreciated the energy.
All right, let's go.
Next time.
Thank you very much, Paige. Time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.